We begin the current daf, Masechet Shabbos, daf Chav Zayin. We begin on the bottom of Chavav and base four lines from the bottom. The Gemara continues the theme of the previous daf, which brought a machlokes between Abaye and Rava regarding the two Tanoic opinions of Rabbi Shimon ben Loza and the Tana Rabbi Shmuel. Abaye said they say the same thing, that they both agree that it has to be only Tzemer Pishtim, anything that's not one linen is not going to be Kabbal Tumah no matter what the size is. And Rava said no, that there's a difference of opinion between them, that although they agree that generally it says Beged when there's an article of clothing has to be from Tzemer Pishtim, woolen linen, and therefore to be Kabbal Tumah it has to be woolen linen. However, Rava said that the difference between them would be regarding if something is the larger size of a piece of fabric, which is 3x3 Tfachim squared, that then we will have a machleg between the Tana of Rabbi Shimon ben Loza and the Tana of Rabbi Shmuel, if that's going to be Mekabel Tumah or not, even if it's from a different type of fabric, not from woolen linen. The Gemara discusses, related to that machleg, is where does he know this source? As the Gemara says, according to Rava, it says that regarding an article of clothing, it's a piece of fabric that it's at least 3x3 tefachim squared, that even if it's from other types of clothing, not from woolen linen, that there's a machlik between Rabbi Shimon Laza and the Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, as the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Laza islay, that Rabbi Shimon Laza holds that although it's not Tzemer Pishtim, if it's the larger size with 3x3 tefachim and not the smaller 3x3 etzbois of fingers, that it would be Mekabel Tumah. However, the Tanya Rabbi Shmuel leslay, but Tanya Rabbi Shmuel holds no, that anywhere it only has to be Tzemer Pishtim, even no matter how large it is, not Mekabel Tumah. So the question is, so Shleisha Shleisha B'Shar B'Godim Minolei, when it is 3x3 tefachim squared, regarding other types of clothing, not from one linen, where does Reb Shimon know that there's going to be any tumah at all because it's other clothing? Since we learn all begadim, wherever it says in the Torah, many times it just says beged says clothing, and it doesn't say what it is. So we learn it out from where it's mefurish, which is by negayim, and by negayim is the only place where it was mefarad, it specified what type of clothing, and it said that it's woolen linen. So therefore we see that it has to be woolen linen for it to be mekabel tumah. So where does he get this idea that it's going to be, at least when the largest size of a piece of fabric, 3x3 tefachim squared, that it, even if it's from a different type, it's going to be Mekabel Tumah, where does he know that from? So we continue on to the top of Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says, Nafkem Oy Beged, he learns it out from the words Oy Beged, or an article of clothing, that it says by Shrotzim, by the Tumah, that the different types of creepy, crawly bugs, there's eight different types that they're Matama, they create Tumah. Therefore, the extra word oy is a riboy, is addition that tells us this halacha, that it's going to include even other types of clothing, not Tzemer Pishtim, if it's at least 3x3 tefachim squared. As the Gemara brings the times, learn the Brais. It says in the Torah, by Shrotzim, by the creepy types of begadim, beget, it says that if it's an article of clothing, it's even Mekabel Tumah. So the Brais says, Inli, le beget, I only know if it's an article of clothing. Shleisha, shleisha, bishar, begadim, minayin. How do I know that if it's at least 3x3 tefachim squared, even of other types of begadim, not of one linen, that it's going to be Mekabel Tumah? Tamalema, oy beget, as Rabbi just said, there's a Brais that says explicitly that from the extra word oy, or an article of clothing, that includes even other types, not of one linen, if it's 3x3 tefachim squared. So the Gemara says, and what's with Abaye that he argues, hi, oy beged, my overlay, what does he do with this extra word oy beged? Because he obviously doesn't tell it to tell you regarding 3x3, because he holds that no matter what size it is, if it's not Tzemer Pishtim, it's not going to be Mekabel Tumah. So the Gemara says, Miboyle l'rabi sholosh al sholosh b'tzemer pishtim d'metam b'shrotzim. We need it for the halacha over there, which is talking about there, by shrotzim, that it's, if it's Tzemer Pishtim, not of other types, that's going to be Tama, not only if it's 3x3 tefachim, but even if it's the smaller size of 3x3 etzbois. So the Gemara says that Rava would respond, Gali Rachmon Gabi Negoyim V'Huadion L'Shrotzim. The Torah already revealed by Negoyim, which is, we have a ribo over there from the word V'Habeged, the extra hay. When it says over there by the Tzaras that it's going to be on the article of clothing, the extra word V'Habeged comes to include that if it's 3x3 etzbayis, which is the smaller size, because 3x3 tefachim we know from Mekabel Chaymer, if Shasi V'Eiv is Mekabel Tumah by Negoyim, definitely 3x3 tefachim. So therefore the extra word V'Habeged is coming to include 3x3 etzbayis. So therefore, if I know it by Negoyim, I already know it for Shrotzim, because since it says by both of them Beged, I learned from a Binyan Av, as the Gemara said before, that we learned up all different Begadim from Negoyim. And therefore, just like by Negoyim, it's going to be Mekabel Tumah by 3x3 etzbayis, so to V'Shrotzim. So Rebbe says, I don't understand you, Abaye. Why do I need the extra oy to tell me that it's for Shrotzim, it's going to be Mekabel Tumah, if it's Tzemer Pishtim, or 3x3 etzbayis, I know it from Negoyim. So Abaye, Ikla Mifach. Abaye says, no, but you could refute it, you wouldn't be able to learn Shrotzim from Negoyim. And that is because man le negoyim b'shekein shasi ba'arav mitame behem, because by negoyim it's very chomer, because even the types of threads that you make the clothing out of it, the warp and the woof threads, it is mekabel tumah, whereas by shrotzim you don't have that. Because it says over there by Shratzim only Baggit. It doesn't say Shasi Ba'av as it says explicitly in the Pasuk regarding Nagan. So if you can't learn from there, so to speak, that it would apply even to 3x3 Etzbayis. That's why you need an extra word, Oy Baggit, to tell me that the Halacha of Shratzim applies even to 3x3 Etzbayis. But then V'idach, Rava would respond, Isal Kadayitich Nagoyim Chamiri, if you think like Abaye, that Nagoyim is Mochamer. And that's why, according to Abaye, you need to have two different limudim to include when it's the smaller size of fabric, 3x3, it's bayis, both for Nagoyim and for Shratzim, because I wouldn't be able to learn Shratzim from Nagoyim. Although generally we do learn from Nagoyim, but for this type of Chumra, I wouldn't, because Nagoyim is so Chumra that applies even to the threads. So then Rava says, Licht Rechman the Gabe Shratzim. So then they should have said only one time, one ribuy of Aybeged, where it says by Shratzim, and then I wouldn't need Valais Nagoyim and Ayim. I'd learn up Nagoyim from the Shratzim. And therefore, what Rav is saying is, obviously, when it says Ay Beged by Shratzim, that it's coming to include 3x3 Tfachim for other articles of clothing. Because if it's coming to tell us this halach of 3x3 Tzbayis, by Tzemer, Pishnah, by Shratzim, I could learn it from the Goyim, not like Abaye. Because if you're saying, like we said, that because the Goyim is Mohammer, so then you should have said it one time by Shratzim and not say the Reboy of HaBeged by the Goyim, and then we would be able to learn from the Goyim, from Shratzim. Because if it's more chamer, Nagayim, definitely, if Shratzim, which is more kal, has this chumra of having 3x3 etzbayis, definitely Nagayim. So obviously, Rav says, coming to tell us a different drasha, as we're saying, that even for other types of begadim, if it's 3x3 tvachim, it would be mekabel tuma. However, idach, Abaye would respond, no, because Nagayim is Shratzim, you also can't learn up Nagayim from Shratzim. Because there is a chumra by Shratzim, which is not by Nagoyim. And maybe that's why Shratzim is more chumra, that it's even Mekabotumah by 3x3 Etzbayis. Because it's Mekabotumah even from a sheretz that's only the size of a lentil. Whereas Nagoyim needs at least the size of a gris, which is the size of a bean, which is bigger than a lentil. So therefore, I would need, according to Abaye, both ribuyim. Because I can't learn Shratzim from Nagoyim, because Nagoyim has a chumra, and I can't learn Nagoyim from Shratzim, because Shratzim has a chumra. So therefore, that's the machlekes between Abaye and Rava, and Abaye does not learn out from Oy Beged like Rava does, that regarding we're learning out three tvachim by other types of clothing. Rather, it's coming to tell us that for Shratzim, I need a special lima to tell me that it also is Mekabel Tumah just by Tzemer Pishtim for 3x3 Etzbayis, which is a smaller shear than 3x3 tvachim. So now, the Gemara says, Om Abaye, Hai Tana Deberi Bishma, this Tana Deberi Bishma that we mentioned on the previous daf, that everything has to be tzemer, pishnah, wool, and linen, and if it's not that, it's not makabel tuma. That's mapik mi'idach tan rebishmol. That's excluding and it's coming fakert from a different tan rebishmol. The tan rebishmol, because we learned from a different tan in the yeshiva rebishmol, that he said as follows. It says in the pasuk regarding shrots, and beg it, that it's metama if it touches an article of clothing. So it's ain liyela beged tzemer pishtim. I would only know that it's mitama this sheretz if it touches an article of clothing made out of wool or linen. Minayin l'rabbis tzemer gemalim. How do I know to include camels here? Betzemer anovmen rabbits here. Neitzer shalizim or plucked goats here. Vashiyorin and silk. Vakelach and kelach silk. Vahasrikin and corded silk. How do I know that those things are also mekabel tuma from a sheretz? Tamaloyma oy beged, the extra ribo of oy comes to include all different types of clothing, not only the tzemer pishtim, not only wool and linen. And therefore, Abaye says, we see that these two tannas from the yeshiva bishmol, they argue, because the first one says, no, it has to be just tzemer pishtim. No matter if it's 3x3 tvachim square, it doesn't make a difference. And if it's something else, it's not wool and linen, it won't be mekabel tuma. And here we have the other two in the bishmol, they learned it from oy beged to include all these other things that mekabel tuma if a sheretz touched them. However, Rava argues on the machlekes between these two different tanoim in the yeshiva bishmol. Rava Amar kiles leilahach tanda bishmol bishar begodim. That's shalash shal shalash. When did that other tanda bishmol hold that if it's other articles of clothing, not semer pishtim, it's not mekabel tuma? That's only when it's 3x3 etzbayis, the smaller shear. However, shalosh shalosh isle, but if it's at least 3x3 tfachim squared, which is larger than 3x3 etzbayis, then it would be mekabel tuma. And that is, when did the first Tanna Rebbe Shmuel say that it's not mekabel tuma by other articles of clothing? That's regarding by shratzim, if it's 3x3 etzbayis. Because you learn out something that's not clear from where it specifies where it has to be tzemer pishtim. But regarding 3x3 tfachim squared, that you learn it from shratzim, that it is a ribuy of oy beged, that comes to include all articles of clothing, if it's at least 3x3 tefachim squared. But then the Gemara asks, how could Rava say that this is the differences between these two Tanna Rebbe Shmuels, that they would agree that it is mekabel tuma from other articles of clothing if it's at least 3x3 tefachim squared? Not like Abaye, who says that no, they argue, so to speak, black or white, that the first one says nothing is mekabel tuma from from other articles of clothing that's not similar pishtim, even if it's the larger size of 3 feet tefachim. But Rabbi Huda Amar Shleisha Shleisha Shabbagodim the Bishim Ben Lazi Isle Latan the Bishim Alesle. We just mentioned on the bottom of the previous amud that it says that he says this is exactly the machlokes between Reb Shimon Laza and the Tanya Reb Shmuel, that the Nalik Abaya that says they say the same thing. Rebbe says they argue regarding when there's 3x3 tefachim squared, that only Reb Shimon Laza holds that it is Mekabel Tumah. But the Tanya Reb Shmuel says, no, it has to be Davkin Semer Pishlam, even if it's 3 tefachim squared. And now Rebbe is saying that, so to speak, the first Tanya Reb Shmuel agrees to the second Tanya Reb Shmuel when it is 3x3 tefachim squared, even if it's from other types of clothing, not Semer Pishlam, that it would be Mekabel Tumah. He just said before that's not. That's where he argues on Reb Shimon Laza. So the Gemara says, Hadubei Rebbe Mahi. Rava was Chayzer, he retracted from that previous statement, and that really the Tanya Reb Shmuel and Reb Shimon Laza, they are Amar Devayacha, they do say the same thing, and they're not arguing. However, not like Abaye that he said they said the same thing. Rather, both Reb Shimon Laza and the Tanya Reb Shmuel, the first one, they hold that regarding other articles of clothing, and it's only when there's 3x3, it's Bayis, that the smaller share finger breadth, that then it's not going to be Mekabel Tumah if it's not Semer Pishtim. However, it's 3x3 Tvachim squared, then both of them would agree that it is Mekabel Tumah. That's one teretz of Gemara, I guess. V'bayisimu, or also that ha Rav Papa Amra, that this statement, this latest statement that we said, wasn't really Rava. Rava is, as he said before, that the first time the Rebbe Shmuel says that nothing is Mekabel Tumah if it's not Semer Pishtim, even if it's 3x3 Tvachim squared. Rather, it's Rav Papa that's saying it. And he wants to say that both Tanya and Rebbe Shmuel's, they're agreeing with each other. And to say that the first Tanya Rebbe Shmuel agrees that there is Tumah of Shrotzim by other articles of clothing in all cases. And that is, he doesn't argue with the other Tanya Rebbe Shmuel. As the Gemara brings, because Rav Papa, Amar, Papa said, Af Kol, this that it says, when the first Tanya Rebbe Shmuel says that also everything has to be from Tzemer Pishtim and only then can become Tumah, that's Lasuyi Klaim, that's coming to include Klaim. And that is, when the Tana of the first Tana Rebbe Shmuel Chavav Mabei said Af Kol, so to everything, because he said Af Kol Begodim Stam Tzemer Pishtim, so to not only like just like weird, just like it says by Negoyim by Tzaras, that when it specifies that the Begad is an article that's made out of Tzemer Pishtim, so to wherever in the Torah it says the word Begad, article of clothing, it means that it has to be Tzemer Pishtim. That's not as we assumed that before. It's not coming to say that everywhere where it says Begad, that regarding the halachas of Tumah, it has to be a Tzemer Pishtim. Rather, other types of Tumah, it definitely is metama other begodim, because we learn up from the extra rebuy of Oy Begad. Rather, he says that it's coming with the Tanya Rebbe Shmuel saying Af Kol, also everything has to be Tzemer Pishtim, was Dafka regarding the Isra of Klaim. As it says, Ubegad Klaim Shatnes Begoimer. It says that if it's an article of clothing that's Shatnes, that has to be Tzemer Pishtim. But everything else that says in the Torah Begad, you could even be Mekabel Tumah if it's not Tzemer Pishtim, and that's because we learned from a Begad that includes, if it's at least 3x3 Tvachim squared, that it would be Mekabel Tumah. And therefore, Rashi says that according to Rav Papa, the one Tanya Rebbe Shmuel is not coming to exclude from the other Tanya Rebbe Shmuel. And it's because Rav Papa that was saying this other statement. And it's not like we were originally assumed and said it according to Rava that there's going to be a difference between 3x3 etzbayi squared and 3x3 tefachim squared. Rather, this is what we're saying. Rav Papa said that both Tanoim of the Beir Bishmol, of the Yeshiva Bishmol, they say the same thing. Because this that it said Af Kol, that he says that it's only Tzemer Pishtim, that's coming to include Klayim regarding the Isav Shatnes. And that is because originally when we wanted to say it according to Rava, we had to say there's a difference between 3x3 tefachim squared and 3x3 tzboi squared. Because since Af Kol was including also Tumah of Shrotzim, and that's to tell you that it has to be Dafka Tzemer Pishtim, and therefore that's diminishing, that's excluding other articles of clothing. So therefore we have to be might at least the lower shear of 3x3 tzboi regarding other clothing not of Tzemer Pishtim, like by Negoyim, where it has to be Tzemer Pishtim. However, the Oy Beged, the extra Riboy of Oy Beged that we find by the Parashah of Shrotzim, that was coming to include the larger size of a 3x3 Tvachim squared, that even though it's not Magtama, other articles of clothing by Negoyim at all, because by Negoyim, we said on the previous daf, there were two different Meyutim, which says Tzemer Pishtim two times. However, we have a Riboy by Shrotzim of Oy Beged. And therefore, that was how we assumed until now, according to Rava, that there was going to be this difference, because we have on the one hand a miyut from the Goyim, and we have a ribuy from Oy Beged from Shrotzim. So therefore, it's being reminded other begodim from the smaller share of 3x3 at Spoys, that there is not going to Mekabel Tumah, but the larger share of 3x3 at Tvachim, it would be Mekabel Tumah from the ribuy of Oy Beged. However, now, the way we're saying it now, according to Rav Papa, we don't have to make any differences, because since we're being marbit other articles of clothing from the parasha of Shrotzim, which is, it says, Oy Beged, And there is no meat of afkol, because afkol is a reference with learning out from the goyim only regarding to klayim. So therefore, we marbit for all the halachas of tzemer pishtim, whether for three etzbayis or three tefachim squared. Rav Papa says, doesn't make a difference, it does not have to be tzemer pishtim. Even 3x3 etzbayis squared is going to be mekabel tumah, and that's the same of the two times of Rabbi Shmuel. They both agree that that's going to be the case of tzemer pishtim. And the first time of Rabbi Shmuel that said it has to be just tzemer pishtim was not talking about in kol ha'terah kula, it was talking about dafka just for klayim. So that's the other pshat, why it's not contradictory to Rava, because this is not even Rava, this is Rav Papa, and it has nothing to do with the statement of Rava regarding how he learned the Tanya Bishmol. It's Rav Papa that he learns that the two Tanya Bishmols don't argue. And they agree that Tzemer Pishtim is Lav Dafka, it's only regarding Kalayim that it's going to be the same as Negayim, but Kol HaTorah Kula doesn't have to be Tzemer Pishtim. Now, however, the Gemara continues and asks on this pshat of Rav Papa, that's how he learns that the Af Kol, that halacha of the first time of Rabbi Shmuel, that says just like by Negoim has to be Tzemer Pishtim, so to everything Af Kol, which means Dafka V'Kalayim has to be Tzemer Pishtim, that that's the only way it's going to be Shatness, if those are the two different types of mixing. But Kalayim Behedik Sivibay, the Gemara asks, but Kalayim, it's explicit in the Torah that it says it has to be Tzemer Pishtim, I don't need to learn it up from Negoim, as it says in the Pasuk, Leisil B'Shatness, you should not wear combined fibers, Tzemer Pishtim Yachtim, that's wool and linen mixed together. So therefore, why do I need a mute to learn enough from the Goyim if I have a Pasuk Mefurish? So the Gemara wanted to answer as follows. I would have thought when the Torah is explicit, it has to be Tzemer Pishtim, wool and linen. That's only if you're wearing the article of clothing. Av balo, but if you're just covering yourself with it, you're not actually putting it on, you're not putting your hands in the sleeves, then kol trei meaning also, then maybe if it's any two types of mixtures, not only wool and linen, that it would be aser, and it would have the loch of shatnes. But then the Gemara says, "V'lav kavochemu." Wouldn't it be obvious just the exact opposite? Uma levisha the komasani kula gevei meklayim. If regarding wearing something, where you're putting it on, you're putting on the pants or the shirt, you're wearing it, where then your whole body is having enjoyment from the klayim. Amrit semer pishnim in midechin loyin. Still, you said only that the klayim would only apply if it's the two types of wool and linen. But all other types, if it's cotton or anything else, it would not be in the halacha of shanis. Halola koshkin, if it's only something that's putting over yourself where you're not actually getting your whole body into the article of clothing, definitely wouldn't be more chamer than levisha, which is just semer pishnim. So the Gemara concludes, Ilder of Papa Bedusahi. So rather, the statement of a Papa that he was learning up the first time to Rabbi Shmuel, that just like we find by Negoim, so too by Kalayim, it has to be Tzemer Pishtim, it's a fiction. In other words, it's an incorrect statement, and therefore there's not a good pshat in what the Tanya Rebbe Shmuel meant when he said Afkol. It can't mean that it's including for Kalayim, because Kalayim is a Pasuk Mefurish, and it can't be for Halah, because Halah is definitely not Mochamer than Levisha, which is only by Tzemer Pishtim. So now the Gemara brings a different pshat in what does it mean Afkol from the Tanya Rebbe Shmuel. Again, if it's not going to include all the other articles of clothing that have to be Tzemer Pishtim, because we're saying that it could be even other articles of clothing, could be, so to speak, any other fabric, not just Tzemer Pishtim, even for 3x3 etzbayis possibly. So therefore, what does it mean when the Tanya Rishmol says that not only by Negoyim does it have to be Tzemer Pishtim, also Afkol, also everything else? So the Gemara said, Rav Nachman b'Yitzchok Amar Afkol, he says, when it says Afkol, and we'll continue on to Amud Beis, what does it mean? That's Lasu Yitzitzis, that's coming to include the fringes, where that the halacha is that you're not chayv and tzitzis only if it's an article that of clothing, if the beged is made out of from wool or linen, and that is I don't need, so to speak, gimel al gimel by other begadim to be mayed it. In other words, it's not being mayed other begadim if it's not made out of wool or linen from the halacha of tumah of 3x3. Rather, the other kol ha'terah kula could be the same, not only tzemer pishtim, everything else. This that we said afkol, it means regarding the halacha of tzitzis. So the Gemara says, but tzitzis behediksim. It says explicitly in the Torah that the halacha of tzitzis only applies if your beged, if your article of clothing that you're putting the fringes on, are made out of wool or linen. As it says in the Torah, leisil b'shatnez semer pishtim. It says you should not wear combined fibers, wool and linen. And what is the next pasuk? Siv gedilam tasalach, the twisted threads you should make for yourself, which is the halacha of making tzitzis, which is obviously from those, if you have an article of wool or linen. So therefore, why do I need to have, so to speak, to learn enough from the goyim that it has to be from wool and linen if I have a pasuk mefurish that says it? So the Gemara says, no, I would not know that, because so gadai karava, I would think to learn up the pasuk like Rava does. And that is, I would think that I would not learn up this smuch and this, so to speak, the psukim that are near each other regarding the halacha of the talis, the article of clothing that it is that you're putting the strings on, to say that the talis has to be from either wool or linen, and that's when you make tzitzis. But whereas that excludes other types of talisim that are made from something else, let's say cotton. Rather, I would think to say that regarding the halacha of the tzitzis of the fringes themselves, And that is the gedilim tasalach, that it says that the strings, the twisted thread that you should make for yourself, that should be from tzemer, pishlam, from woolen linen, but not from other types, as Rava says, as the Gemara says. Because the Rava posed a contradiction as follows. On the one hand, ksiv hakonav, it says in the pasuk regarding the lachs of tzitzis, it says that it should be of the corner. That's how you should make your tzitzis. And that is, that word konav is an extra pasuk, because it could have just said al kamfei bigdeim, on the corners of the clothing. And therefore, it should have said, it already said at one time the corner, that's where you're supposed to put the tzitzis. So it should have said later on, v'nasnu al ha-tzitzis p'sal t'cheilz, and you should put on the tzitzis. It shouldn't have said al tzitzis ha-konav. It should say just that you put on the tzitzis a p'sal t'cheilz, a string of t'cheilz, because I already know it has to be in the corner. So why does it say the extra word ha-konav of the corner? Which comes to tell you the drasha, min konav, that has to be from the type of material that the corner is made from. In other words, the type of fabric that the talus is made from, that's what the tzitzis should be made from. And that's what's mashma, that the tzitzis should be of the konaf, that the string should be the same thing as the fabric, as the material, as the talus is. And that is if it's made out of silk. So the tzitzis should be made out of silk. So therefore it sounds like it should be the same as the talus. However, on the other hand, it says that, so to speak, when it was talking about shatnas, which is supposed to be beforehand, it says wool and linen together. And then it says gedilim tasloch, that twisted thread that you should make for you, that regarding tzitzis, which is mashma, should be made from wool and linen. So how do you resolve that? Should the tzitzis be made from the same thing that the talus is made of? If it's silk, then the tzitzis should be silk. If not, then let's say you should make whatever it's made out of. Or should be made necessarily from wool and linen? So the Gemara says, it says follows. Tzemer pishtim poichin beibimina benchli beimina. What the pasuk is saying is that if the tzitzis are made out of wool and linen, that would exempt whether the talus is the same or whether the talus is from a different type of material. But regarding other types of materials, that tzitzis is only going to exempt if the talus is made from that same material. But if it's a different material, then it's not going to exempt. And that's how we resolve the contradiction between the two psukim, is that it generally should be the hakonaf min konaf. It should be the same as what the talus is made from. But if it's made from tzemer pishlam, well, then in the tzitzis, then that would exempt any types of article of clothing. So there, but the Gemara follows through and says, "So good, the Kerav to the Rava, I would think to learn up the Pesukim as Rava does, and that is that he says that the word Hakonav is coming to teach us that you don't make this drasha of the Smuchim to exempt other articles of clothing from the halacha of the talus of tzitzis. That is, that definitely it is going to be b'chayiv, because he says that it has to be from min Hakonav. That is, the tzitzis, even if it's silk or cotton, anything else, you make the tzitzis the same type as it is. So therefore, I would not say that the talus only has to be tzemer pishtim. According to Rava, fakeret, the way he learns it up is that it could be anything, but just then you would have to make the tzitzis the same as the talus. But the talus could be anything, could be silk or anything else. Kamash Malon, that's why I have to tell you that af kol, we have to learn up from the goyim, that you should not learn the drush of hakonof like Rava does. And that it would be dafka if it's semer or pishtim that the talus has to be, that rather that not like rubber that says that it could be any type, but rather hakonav tells us that it has to be semer or pishtim. And why does it say hakonav? Because that's the urcha of the pasuk that's coming to teach us that the mitzvah of tzitzis is regarding two different types of dyes, and that is you have two strings of tcheles of blue wool and you have two strings of white wool, and that is what it means hakonav min konav, that because generally an article of clothing the talus is white. That's where I tell you the hakonav min konav, that should also be strings of white, because we have, it says already psil tcheles, so we know it has to be blue wool. So why does it say hakonav? To tell you min konav regarding the color, but regarding the talus itself, that we don't see that the tzitzis should be the same as the talus, like Rubber wants to say that it can mean silk or cotton or anything else. Rather, we learn that from the goyim that it has to be, although we would think it says explicitly in the pasuk that semer pishtim, that the talus has to be from wool or linen. No, because then I would learn it up like Rubber does, that he finds a way that it's only regarding the tzitzis and not regarding the talus, and that the talus could be all different types. That's what I've learned from the goyim, that it's only going to be a talus that would require tzitzis on the corner of that type of baguette, only if it's semer pishtim and not all other types. And therefore, it's not talking about all begadim in the Torah. Rather, this limud that the Tanya Rishmo is learning up from the halacha of Negoyim, that it's by tzemer pishtim, so too by tzitzis, that it's only chayiv if the beged is made out of wool or linen. Now the Gemara asks, based on this opinion of Rav Nachman, that he said this is the pshat in Tanya Rishmo, so I'm Rav Acha b'rei de Rav al Ravashi, according to this opinion of Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, that we just explained, according to Rav Nachman, that he says that af kol, so too, everything of tzemer pishtim is applying to tzitzis, so maishno linen tumah, why is it any difference regarding tumah? That we said that includes all different types of clothing. The chsev oy beged, like we learned regarding by shratzim, it says the extra word oy, which includes, we says, it learns up to all different begadim, that it doesn't have to be temer pishnim, it could be any type of fabric, any type of material. So, and it's only by nekayim where it has to be temer pishnim, and where we want to say, according to Rav Nachman, that the way he learned up tani b'shmol is similarly regarding tzitzis. But hachanami lema l'rabbi shar begadim, here also by tzitzis, we should also have a different riboy that also will include other types of materials, not just temer pishtim, because we have a pasuk by tzitzis that says, me'ashrit t'chasaba, from that with which you cover yourself with, and that is, that's an extra pasuk that is not necessary. So therefore we should say, just like we say by shrotzim, that oy beged includes all different types of materials. So to over here, this word asher techasaba that you cover yourself with, that's extra, so to speak, should include that not only temer pishtim, but also regarding all different types of materials, should require that type of a talis, whether it's made out of leather or whatever it is, that the tzitzis are required because of asher techasaba. Anything that you cover yourself with will mandate tzitzis. So the Gemara says, you can't learn that from that pasuk. That's coming to include regarding the article of clothing of a blind person. Because as it says in the Braisa, Re'isim Oisa, it says that you should see them, that you should be able to see the tzitzis and the article of clothing. Prat Lixus Laila comes to exclude a night garment. For example, an article that's specified just for the nighttime, like for example, like pajamas, that type of an article of clothing is not chayim and tzitzis. It says you have to be able to see it. In the nighttime, you don't see. So the bride says, do you say that that's excluding a night garment such as pajamas? Maybe that's excluding the garment of a blind person because he also can't see it. So therefore, maybe a blind person doesn't have to have tzitzis on his begadim. But once we have a riboy that includes any garment that you cover yourself with, we already have a riboy that includes the article of the garment of a blind person that it is chayav tzitzis. Hamani mekam reason says, so what am I left with to exclude when it says that you have to be able to see it? That prat lichsus laila comes to exclude a night garment. So the Gemara asks, umari isa l'rabbi suma lo hitzikus laila. Where did you see fit to say that you're including from asher techasaba a garment of a blind person, and you're excluding from a reisimoyis the night garment? Why don't you say the exact opposite? Why don't you say that I'm including a night garment from asher techasaba and excluding a blind person from a reisimoyis? Sigma says, no, it's logical the way we said it. I'm going to include asher techasaba for the garment of a blind person because at least it's visible for other people. And that is, I could still apply the pasuk re'isim oisai for others during the day by a blind person, and it's not going to be contradictory to asher techasaba because asher techasaba means that I'm covering it. Re'isim oisai is not contradictory because other people could still see it. However, but I'm going to exclude a night garment which is not visible even for other people. And therefore, if I was going to include a night garment from asher techasaba, so then we're uprooting the whole pshat in the pasuk re'isimoyis that says you have to be able to see it, where nobody could see it. So therefore, how are you going to resolve the two? So obviously, it's as we said, the re'isimoyis is excluding a night garment where then no one sees it, whereas asher techasaba, that's a riboy, it's going to include a blind person's garment, which is not contradicted to re'isimoyis, because although he cannot see it, at least other people could see it because it's still daytime. So the Gemara says, so that's why asher techasaba is going to include a ksus of a summa, of a blind person, and not of a night garment. But now the Gemara concludes the question, but maybe the pasuk of asher techasaba, that it's that anything that you cover yourself, that you're chayav with tzitzis, maybe that's just like when it says, oy beged by shrotzim, that includes all different types of garments, not just temer pishtim. Maybe here also it's coming to include all other types of garments, that's even if it's not temer pishtim, and maybe it's not coming to include the garment of a blind person. Maybe a blind person would not be chayav, like it says, re'isimoyis, and he can't see it. So the Gemara answers, "Mistarba koi b'tzemer pishtim, ma'bre tzemer pishtim." It makes more sense that the pasuk is talking about tzemer pishtim, as it says, "Tzemer pishtim." It has the pasuk of shatnez, which is woolen linen, next to the pasuk of gedilim taslach regarding tzitzis. So if it makes sense that once we're talking about tzemer pishtim, that's the beged that mechayev tzitzis, it would include a garment of a blind person that's also woolen linen, that it's including it by anything that you cover yourself with, that it's obligated in the halacha of tzitzis, in spite of the fact that he's blind. However, koi b'tzemer pishtim marbisha begodim, are we going to be talking about articles of clothing that are woolen linen, as we said that we see from shatnez regarding the same thing by tzitzis? I'm going to include from the extra pasuk asher techasaba regarding other types of garments, other types of materials. Definitely, we're going to choose definitely something that's the same type of material, which is that what we're learning of. It says explicit tzemer pishtim by shatnez, so it's going to include at least a garment of a blind person. We're not going to include other types of materials that are not what we're talking about of tzemer pishtim. Now the Gemara returns once again to the Braisa and Chavavim Abeis. to elucidate the opinion of Reb Shimon Elaza. Amar Abaye, Reb Shimon Elaza v'sumchas amar davar echad. Just like Abaye said regarding Reb Shimon Elaza and the Tanya Reb Shmuel that they said the same opinion, so too Reb Shimon Elaza and Sumchas, they say the same thing regarding something that becomes tummy from the goyim, from tzaras, that you can't use it as schach v'sukkah, in spite of the fact that it's not makabel tumah and other types of tumah of maga, for example, if a sheretz touches it. Reb Shimon Elaza hadamon, Reb Shimon Elaza is, as we said before, where he said that all different things that come out of a tree, they're not makabel tumah. He said, besides pishtim, besides flax. He didn't say besides a bagot of pishtim, which is linen that's turned into a garment. So it's mashma that even if it's not a garment, even though it's not an article of clothing, which was not spun, for example, if it's bundles, or even if it's spun but it wasn't woven, that you can't use it as schach. And that is, since it's makabel tumah by negoyim, because we say if it's even shasi ba'arev, even just the threads themselves, the makabel tumah, even though it's not makabel tumah from shratzim, which has to be at least a certain minimum amount that to be a beged. And still he says that it's going to be makabel tumah. So we find that he says this idea of that it's makabel tumah, even if it's just makabel tumah of negoyim, you can't use it as schach, even though it's not makabel tumah of shratzim. Sumchis the tanya, and sumchis we find similarly that he says the brayis as follows. If someone used a schach, to spun threads of flax, psula, that's going to be pasul, it's not kosher schach. And the reason is also, because it's metam ben goyim, that's again, since metam ben goyim, as it says, so therefore, the same thing would apply regarding to different bundles of flax, that from when they're bleached, and this that he said, a case of Taviyav, that it was spun, that's only coming to tell you a chiddush, that when it's spun, it's mekabel tumah right away, because the spinning is considered the gemar malachta when it's totally finished, and it's not like, as we're going to see later in the gemar, where regarding, let's say, the chassis, the different types of threads, that it has to be drawn out of the kettle. So therefore, we find these two opinions that hold that as long as mekabel tumah from the goyim, even though it's not, so to speak, at least 3x3 at spoys or something larger that has been mekabel tumah from shratzim or other types of tumah, still it's going to be possible schach. It doesn't have to be something that's mekabel tumah from even other types of tumah, even from just from the goyim, it's going to be possible schach. So now the Gemara says keman. This that Abaye just said, the statement that they're both saying the same thing. And that is that he learned up in the opinion of Reb Shimon ben Elaza, when he says chutz mi pishtim, that everything that comes out of a tree is not going to be makabel tumah besides flax, that he learned that it's chutz mi pishtim, really flax, not a bagot of flax, which is linen, that even something that's just flax itself is going to be makabel tumah of negoyim, and obviously that definitely that includes even bundles of flax, that it is makabel tumah by negoyim. Who is he going like? Where does he find such an opinion? So the Gemara says, "Ki haytanya," he's going like that. Tanya, that's the Tanya of Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya is learned in the Mishnah. Shasi va'arev mitam ben goyim miyad divrei meir. Meir holds that the shasi va'arev, which are the different the woof and the warp threads that are made up, the horizontal and the vertical threads that are made, you make a garment out of, then mitam ben goyim right away. The pasuk says there's mekabel tumah b'shasi va'arev. But when are they worthy? Right away when it's spun, he says it's mekabel the tumah ben goyim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer says no, it has to be hashesi mishiyishalat. The warp thread is from when it's pulled out. And that is, they used to pull out the threads from the kettle because they used to soak it there to bleach it. So when it's pulled out, then it's right to mekabel tumah b'negoyim. V'ha'arv miyad, and the woof thread is right away. And the different bundles of flax are for when they're bleached because they used to bleach it in the oven. And that is, this where we find the opinion of Abaye, that even if it's not a beged, if it's just a bundle of flax, that it's going to be right to mekabel tumah b'negoyim. That's exactly what he says, that Reb Shimon Elaza said, that chutz mi pishtan was not just a beged of pishtan, even if it's just the literally flax itself, it's going to be makabel tumah b'negoyim, and therefore you want to make schach out of bundles of flax, you can't, because although it's not makabel other different types of tumah, because it's not a beged, it's nothing, it's just flax itself, still, even though it's not makabel tumah b'shratzim, it's makabel tumah b'negoyim, and that will invalidate it for the halacha of making schach out of it, and that's the same opinion of Sumchis and Reb Shimon Elaza, that they both hold that it's makabel tumah b'negoyim, even when it's a lower level, even when it's just literally flax, not even a beged of flax. Now we continue on to the next Mishnah, where the Gemara continues the theme of the Mishnayos in this parak regarding different types of oils and wicks that are not kosher for the Neiris of Shabbos. So now we talk about specifically if it comes from a tree. So the Mishnah begins, Kol Yoytzim in the Eitz, anything that's a derivative from a tree, Eimad Likimbo, you can't use it to light with it as a wick. Ela Pishna, except for flax, that although flax is called a tree, some flax that comes out of it, it could be used to light as a candle, as a wick for the Neiris of Shabbos. Similarly, anything that's derived from a tree, In metame does not become tame for the tumas ayhalim, for the tuma of a roof, and that is if a person makes a roof out of something that comes out of a tree, and the dead person is under that roof. So it sounds like it's like any other house, and that is that you don't have to toivel, you don't have to immerse the roof itself, because it's not makabel tuma, only the kalim, only the things that are under it. Ela pishtan, besides flax, that there even the roof itself becomes tame, as it says in the pasuk, v'hizal oil, that you actually they have to spray on the roof to tevel it. And the Gemara is going to explain that the pasuk was talking about pishtan regarding flax linen, and that's how we see that although generally by tumas of oil that so to speak the, everything inside becomes tame, but the roof doesn't. By flax, that there although it's a derivative from a tree, it's going to have to it's in itself the roof will become tame. You'll have to tevel that. So now the Gemara says that we said everything that comes out of a tree, we says different halachas for it, regarding that you can't use it as a wick, and that it's not going to be mekabel the tumma, the roof itself won't be mekabel tumma. So but we said besides flax, the flax is different. So the Gemara says, "Menon the pishon nikreis." Where do we know that flax is called a tree? Chor is not a tree; it's like an herb. So why are we calling it a tree? So mazucha damakro, because you have a pasuk in Yeshua that says that flax is called a tree. As it says, v'hi alosim hagaga, that Rachab went and she brought up the spies from the Jews up to the roof because the people from Canaan were looking for them. They wanted to find the Jewish spies. V'titmenem b'pishteyetz, and she hid them in the trees of flax. So we see that flax in halacha is called a tree, and therefore, although flax is called a tree, but there are exceptions for it, as we find in our Mishnah regarding the halachas of making a wick out of it, and regarding that the roof itself, although generally does not become a mekabel tumah if it's made out of a tree, but flax will be different, but it is, so to speak, on halacha, called a tree, as we see that's called bepishtai ha'et, with the trees of the flax.